I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sandspence Radio, have you ever looked at a battery?
Yes.
That's dumb.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Dad.
I'm Ryder.
And I'm Jackson Bailey.
And today's business is...
Dog Casino. Okay, so this can go one of two ways. Okay? So I got basically two businesses that could both have the title Dog Casino, and I'll pitch them both to you. So one is a casino for dogs. Okay? That's, there you go. The other is a casino.
Is that it?
Well, we'll explore it, but okay. I'm just giving you the two options. The other is a casino full of dogs that have been trained.
You're betting on the dogs?
No, they like run the stalls.
It's the dog.
So the dog's like, yeah, red or black.
That's the dog.
Yeah.
They got them.
What?
No, the racing
not,
dogs.
Not racing. Like, we're talking like fat little bulldogs that you train like people train animals.
So they can shuffle cards.
Well, obviously, they're limited in ways by their physical.
Yeah, like, their dog.
Dog.
They are dogs. They can't shuffle a blackjack
card. So they can't shuffle the cards, so they have a guy there. Because it's... Okay, so I'm not doing this for, like, dog employment. I'm not worried that the job market for canines is terrible. I just think it's a very cute idea, and it's kind of like, sort of, I guess, a novelty. Maybe it wouldn't be even the whole casino. Maybe
so you go just... there with your dog.
Not well, you're,
you could. You're basically doing the betting, and the dogs just come along.
That's the dog casino.
Just bring your dog.
Where the dogs go to the casino to bet.
Like when the dogs bet.
Yeah.
So well, you can't make dog. A bet, but your dog can.
Okay, is
the croupier a dog?
How does the dog bet?
Let me... Okay, so business number one.
Right.
Is a casino where dogs go to gamble. But obviously they're dogs, so they're not playing cards. They're not playing blackjack. They're not...
Catch the rabbit.
No. Yeah, so it's stuff like giving dogs an actual gamble and their reward is like food. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're putting dogs in like a little pen and say every time they drop one of the balls in a hole... A bit of meat comes out, or maybe it doesn't. Okay, it's a bit of fun for your dog.
So can they put the meat back
they're
in
betting,
to gamble again?
Yeah,
they're betting on the meat.
They're not going to do that.
The bet that the meat comes out.
Exactly.
That's they got to take the risk.
They got to take the risk, and it's just a bit of fun for your dog. It's a bit of excitement. Again, this one I'm pitching for the wealthy elite. This is not the kind of thing your average Joe Blow takes in
his
fucking
dog
boxer and is like
out of the ute. Bet. Come on!
But while you go and bet in the casino run by dogs. Your dog goes to the dog casino and does dog gambling.
Casino's run by dogs.
Well, it's not actually run by dogs. It's more like we have dogs trained to look like
they're running.
Yeah, and it's just a cute little time for you to see a pug like with his arms up on the table, and then a guy shuffles the cards, puts them in front of the pug. The pug knows how to smack down his paw on the right ones.
Oh, okay.
He knows how to bark like, bosh, you know. All of that. You know, he knows how to put his hand down and he can stop the roulette wheel from spinning. Yeah, yeah. He obviously can't yell out red or black or anything like that. There's a guy to do that. But the dog's there for just a bit of fun, just a little enjoyment time for you.
Okay. So, let me think about this.
So of the two dog casinos, and I'm pitching you both.
Yep.
Okay, because they'll be part of the same establishment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One is like more of the dog casino where the dogs are gambling is more of an offshoot. Yeah. Of the dog casino where the dogs are in charge.
How are you making sure that the dogs aren't just making a random decision? Because what's going to happen, you're not going to make money out of that because purely by random, things are going to come out even. The dog's going to win 50% of the time because...
Well, you got to teach the dogs...
That there is some risk.
That there's some risk
calculated
involved.
Risk involved.
Yeah.
So things like they could run over something.
Yeah.
Every now and again, the kind of floor drops out and one dog falls down. And they've got to watch... So they watch a video for a while.
Yeah, they're like...
And they see like 8 times out of 10,
you don't fall down. You don't fall down the hole.
Right? Mm. You're going to take...
Do you take the risk to run across the hole where there might be food on the other
what,
side?
What's he betting with? A little bone or...
Well, the thing is and something that literally I've just thought of now, is that if you give a dog...
Dogs don't have money. That's what you forgot. That's your flaw.
There's a point. Business, you need paying customers.
I forgot.
Don't ask Follow how much money he's got in his bank.
I forgot that.
Can I borrow $10, Paul? No, you can't, because
I got none.
Follow doesn't have any money.
I forgot that if I give a dog something, a dog, because gambling is something, you have something you want, and you do something with that, you put that money on the table in hopes of getting more of that thing. Okay,
okay. So
you put a dollar down in the hopes of getting $2.
Kibble, they're bidding for kibble.
But here's the issue. A dog loves kibble. So if I give it a kibble, he'll just eat it.
Mm.
And I'll be like, oh, you were meant to bet that.
They don't have
you
a,
idiot.
They don't have a save for later policy, dogs.
No. Mm. But hey, you know what else a dog loves? Enjoyment. Okay?
Right.
So what about this? He's got a ball, a tennis ball. And if he puts it in a hole, it'll fire out 2 tennis balls. Okay?
Ah.
But there's no guarantee...
He might just want 2 tennis balls, though. He just wants one.
Right.
No dog is like, I'd like 2 tennis balls. This one is just not.
I think you got a thing here because sometimes when you throw a ball for a dog, a lazy lab, if you throw it and then pretend to throw it, he'll give up.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
about the 3rd time, he goes, oh, yeah, whatever, up yours. You're not going, you haven't got a ball. I'm going back to sleep.
That's basically dog gambling.
But a kelpie, every time.
He'll run for the ball. Exactly.
Just hoping that you've got
a
ball.
See, dogs are natural gamblers. It's part of their DNA is gambling, is putting their money where they're, you know, on the line or their whatever on the line.
They're too lazy to gamble.
Yeah, some are. Some are too lazy to gamble. But most dogs, certain breeds, it's part of their...
gamble that some fun's going to happen.
Exactly.
In a situation.
What you have to do is...
I think you're right there.
Explain the different ways they can gamble a bit better.
Okay.
Because you can't just say they gamble. They're natural gamblers. They gamble. It'll work. You have to tell us what physically they're going to do these gambling.
Well, the first one I said, they get a tennis ball.
Yep.
They get 1 tennis ball.
Yep.
Well, actually, no, I'll probably give them 10. And they drop it in a hole. Somebody's like, ooh, drop the ball in the hole. Drop the ball in the hole. We have dog handlers and trainers and stuff there.
Yep.
He's like, drop the ball in the hole. The dog goes over, drops the ball in the hole. No ball comes out. Oh, no. Well, maybe the first time too, just to teach him. All right? But he's got 9 balls left. Does he put them back in and hopes he gets more? You know what I mean? That's one game.
I don't think they can look and say, I have 10 balls. Each time I put a ball in, I'll get another.
But it's just, I don't necessarily really want the dogs gambling. It's just a bit of fun for the dogs.
It's a playground.
Then don't call it a dog
it's
casino.
But it's
what do you do at a casino?
You gamble, and it looks like the dogs are gambling. It's more for the owners, really.
So it's for the owners
are the
to
people...
sit down and have a drink.
Are the dogs drinking and smoking in the casino?
You know,
they've got bowls of water.
They're like poodle dogs walking around with drinks and cigars.
Well, what I mean is that because it's part of the casino where the people running the games are dogs. Okay.
Yeah, have you got a high rollers room?
Got that big bulldog standing up watching
it all.
Big
cigar poking out of his mouth. Pushes all his tennis balls into the middle. All it.
Yeah. Did you just like on the way to this room,
kibble bag room,
remember that photo of all the dogs sitting around the table and you're like, wow.
What if, though?
Yeah, that's right. Your brain always does the what if.
Yeah, well, what you know, happened is I was thinking of business ideas for this show.
Mm, yeah.
The way I do that genuinely is in my head just stick random words together and hope I come up with something. A dog and casino.
It's like
stuff.
The wind in the willows. You hope that there's a little ratty living
and it, but I think
it's spring mousy spring cleaning. Yeah,
a toad that steals cars.
Yeah,
this toad was so reckless.
And you hope a toad's reckless.
But he was like a billionaire.
He didn't give a fuck. Mr. Toad just stole cars and
like go to jail, break out,
and break out.
Mr. Toad lived the life I think everybody secretly dreams they were living.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So you're not actually...
Badger was just a pussy.
He wouldn't say that to his face. I could tell you that. Badger was, he's but, a big fella.
He was scary. He was kindly, though. But so you would, you're going to the casino run by dogs for the novelty of that.
Oh, okay.
But you're also, at the same time, like,
who's
hey. Pick,
who's picking up?
Picking up. Oh, dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Wow, I got a Roombas.
I think a Roomba can cope with dog shit.
It can't.
They're going to just like drive over it and be like. Yeah. And I'd be like, ah. Oh,
and now when you're not cleaning another Roomba after that.
I'm going to have to have guys with pooper scoopers moving around.
Yeah,
scooping
fair enough. Yeah.
You know, that's. And hey, the dog is trained to have his front legs on like the green.
The dog's trained.
Yeah.
So you got trained dogs.
I have dogs in
only
the dog...
Only trained dogs.
I have dogs in the dog casino where the dogs are gambling.
Okay.
Which is more like a dog playground.
I think just... they wouldn't have fun.
Why not? They can get tennis balls. They get 10 tennis balls.
No, I mean in the other one.
Oh, no, that's not for their enjoyment. It's for the enjoyment of the customers to be like, haha, a dog is running
animal
this
rights is going to destroy you. RSPCA is onto you like a bloody dog. A bloodhound.
But people train dogs for films.
That's true.
Yeah,
they do. But you know, they do like one shot and that's it. The poor little pug's going to be sitting there for hours. Casinos are open 24 hours a day.
He's got big bags under his eye.
He's one looking, he
just
staring
wants to
at
go home to his wife.
Staring at the clock watching all day. Sorry, pug. You're on for another 6 hours.
Well, the pugs are there. He does a round of poker or whatever. He goes and gets to have a play in the dog casino.
Goes and has a scotch.
We get another dog in the meanwhile. Right. We kind of go
your
on shift.
Shifts. Rover.
That's your shift on racks. I'm jumping in. Yeah, they have shifts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me you wouldn't go to a casino. You don't have to pay extra money for the dogs. It's just a casino.
It's just dogs, really. Like the entertainment's dogs. Right? You can go and see dogs in other situations.
Go to the park.
Go to the park. There's people walking dogs. There's a nice dog.
There's another one.
But how many of those dogs are running a blackjack table for you? That's the enjoyment. Everybody loves seeing a dog do a thing a human's supposed
normally
to do.
Does.
Yeah. Eat that shit up like it was Lucky Charms. We love it.
Yeah, we do.
And imagine going to a place where it's all that all the time. You got a dog at the bar?
I mean,
he's got his paws up there. He's like,
he's pouring you a drink.
So there's a real guy sitting under there, like, you know, hands up pretending to.
I hope he's not panting and dribbling into the drink as he's doing.
We'd get a clean dog. We'd get a clean dog. No, because at all the places where the dogs are, there's also a handler who's also like a. What do you call him? Like
managing
a concierge, whatever. One of the gambling people, you know, who deals all the cards actually.
Croupier.
Croupier?
I don't know.
Sure. And he's there to do all the actual legwork and handwork and all of the proper
business.
He's
the one that's getting the paycheck.
Yeah, the dog's not getting the paycheck.
What does the dog get
the
out
kibble.
Of it?
The dog gets... He's a dog. What does a dog star get out of being in a dog movie? Nothing. Nobody pays dogs, do they?
Money to the owner.
I think
owner.
They do.
Well, yeah, I'll pay
I
the
think
owner.
That, yeah, they'll that's have fine. A bank. Lassie had a bank account.
Yeah, really?
No, I don't make that up. She might have. It was
probably.
A lady. It was a girl.
Yeah, Lassie. It was a girl. It was several. But yeah, look, I'll pay the dog's owners and I'll probably have to go into a partnership with a kind of company that trains and breeds performing dogs.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Circus.
Like a circus.
You could have the whole circus.
I could.
On
that
the
could
deal.
Be the entertainment.
Elephant could do something around the casino. So
not having an elephant down to ball.
It could be the bouncer. You could hook.
The elephant would just run away. That the circus is
have a
not
giraffe
here.
Calling out the bingo like they got a red 20.
The circus is neither here nor there. It's just where I'm getting the dogs, I guess. But the dogs are the ones. It's they're there to entertain you by seeming as though they're running the bar. Bouncers, you know, the bouncer there, he's got a big dog with him as well. You're like, oh, he's getting a little suit. It's adorable.
I think he'd get sick of it.
He would. How long is his shift? How long is the dog sitting there?
Sitting there with his paws. It's cruel to animals, really.
The
seriously.
Dog's comfortable. We don't make it uncomfortable for the dog.
If he's sitting there with
you
his
ask
paws
the dog?
Forced up on the table.
He gets like an hour shift.
If he's sitting there with his
hey,
paws
dog,
on
have
the
you
table?
Seen a dog sit that an hour?
Well, he can sit on all fours on the chair.
He can sleep in his bed on the table or
So just, why don't you just have dogs there?
Just have dogs. Just have dogs randomly running around.
The actual process. They can just be walking around.
Have a normal casino with just dogs randomly walking around.
Betting away your life savings while patting a poo.
Patting a poo. That becomes a pat. Good boy. Have little bad things of kibble on the table. You can feed the dog. If you're depressed, at least you've got a friend.
But what's more entertaining? You go to a casino where there are dogs around.
It's not a bad entertainment, Jack.
Well, mine is. That's what I'm pitching you. Entertainment, the high life.
So the dog sign a waiver?
The dog owner might have to. Yeah. That's why they do hour shifts. And he can just sit there quietly, patiently. The person who's with him gives him a little bit of food every now and then, pat on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're just doing your basic regular gambling.
Okay. we're stumped for words.
I just don't get it.
The exasperation in your voice.
We don't get it.
I don't know what to do here.
Would you go, right?
No.
Why would you not?
That's just stupid.
Would you just go for a look?
I'd go for a look.
Someone said...
But I wouldn't pay anything.
Did you know, but there was a dog casino down the road.
You know, I'm not getting an $11 beer just to watch a dog, you know.
But here's what happens, right? You're in the city. Somebody's like, hey, did you hear they opened up a new dog casino?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, really? You're like, I got to check that out.
So you go
to the dog casino, you're there, and someone's like, you know, you don't really get the experience unless you have a little flutter and the pugs
say,
there.
Shut up. I'm going home.
And the pug, what does he do? He just sits there with his little fat paws.
Yeah.
Does he know the difference
dehydrated,
between...
Dehydrated.
He gets water. There's water on the table.
Does he know the difference between a Queen of Hearts and a Jack of Spades?
We train him to know. Dogs are clever.
All right, move on to the other one.
You mean the other one where it's a casino dogs can go to gamble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Give us a bit more of that one.
Okay, what else do you want to know? What else? What other issues do you have with it?
Well, we've got two things they can do.
Uh-huh.
And I've forgotten one of them. I can only remember the one I thought of.
Tennis balls.
Oh, the tennis ball. Yeah.
Dogs aren't very clever. Even have a guy there who has a ball and pretends to throw it.
Pretends to throw it. No, I like the idea where either two balls come back or none.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's one.
So the dog has to take a gamble on whether the ball's going to come back.
Mm.
Right?
You know what I was thinking, actually, with my casino run by dogs? If I swap out dogs for crows, that makes a lot more sense.
Still got that, you know, that animal rights thing going on.
Oh, absolutely. Now you're talking. What the hell are you talking about?
Crows are very clever. That's what I'm thinking.
You're off the rails there for a minute.
Though.
You think a crow's going to leave the casino with, like, I'll check the bank account? They'll be like, it's crows!
Crows will be rubbing your jaw.
Yeah.
No, what I mean is crows
sliding a chip off the table onto the floor. Their crow mate will pick it up. You'll reach down.
It somewhere else.
You know, they'd be counting cards and stuff.
Yeah, they would.
But a crow is cleverer than a dog. And I reckon I could teach a crow the rules of poker. So a crow would know.
I don't think so. I think you could teach one how to get a food out of a little nut, but maybe not poker.
Poker. Complex.
Well, what animal, you know, say I could swap crows or dogs. What's the cleverest animal aside from man that could run a casino? I'm always open to suggestions.
You could probably do monkeys.
You know what you need, don't you?
What's that?
Octopus.
You're right. Octopus are clever.
How can you?
They can pick up cards by just slamming their hand.
Problem solver.
Yeah,
they could run three jack tap tables at once.
Jack tap. Tap me on the head. Jack tap. $10. Plus, I think
there's a game for your dogs.
But you'd have to. So what? So like is like the whole bar underwater? Like you're sitting there underwater with
the octopus is in a little shallow bucket. And his arms reach out the top. It's like a clear one, so you can see him. And he's just like...
Oh, you'd pick up the card and you're slimy and gross.
Imagine just an octopus like... along the floor with a tray full of drinks.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're you slimy, and like, hand me. The drink to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be, you'd be like, hit me with another one. And then an hour later, he's struggling to come down some stairs. Do people train octopuses, though? Is that a thing that happens?
No, I don't think he can. But they're very clever.
They just know how to do certain things.
Yeah, they're very intelligent.
And cuttlefish as well.
Cuttlefish will be more difficult.
Cuttlefish are like just a... They're like a thong.
They are like a thong.
How do they know that it's smart if it's just a thong?
And they blend in.
Yeah.
But they're not going to help my casino.
But they could be part of the blackjack table. Because they've came up...
So every now and again, a bit of a move, just a dead cuttlefish. They need water.
Plus, how much would an octopus love a flutter? Like, a flutter, like a gamble.
You tend to think that they're sort of crafty old guys.
Like, if I swapped out the octopus, casino for an octopus casino, I think they'd love a little gamble. They'd love a little playing with the slot machine.
Yeah.
You know.
They'd come and go, psst, Jack. What is it, Octi? got a good thing for you, mate.
Got a couple of tips, okay? Don't fuck around. Oh, keep it under DL.
The bar tending skills would be crazy.
Oh, I'm
pouring mixed drinks in.
Flipping them up. Amazing. Flipping them, catching them.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I mean, this all relies on my ability to train octopuses or find someone who can train octopuses.
Yeah,
I think is a lot more, because with the dogs, they weren't actually running the table.
No, they were just there, sad.
Yeah.
They weren't sad.
They were in a slave labor situation.
But not even slave labor, just slave standing.
They were sitting on the chairs. Doing a dog sit. You know a dog sit?
Yeah, they do that when they're happy, so they wouldn't be doing
it. Just be on the, you know. What are you going to do when the pug starts whining? You know when a dog's not...
That's when he shifts. You're going to go, shh, pug. Might get another happy pug.
Shut up. We got to put on a nice show for the people.
What are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
Can you hear that? This is heartbreaking.
Going out to like a table that's like me. I'm just like walk up in my flashy suit. I'm like, everything going on? Everyone having a good time? So sorry. Just give him a couple extra chips.
Not the pug.
I have an angry conversation with the pug in the back room. That's why we swap them out pretty consistently. So they get a break.
But the dog, like 10 minutes he's got before he's whining.
How long do you think realistically? Oh,
30 seconds.
Yeah. Half an hour. That's okay. I can swap out a dog every half hour. If I have six dogs a table,
that's a hell of a lot. You're going to have heaps of dogs. Where are they going in there in between?
Oh, these like horrible kennels out the back.
How big's the break room?
Well, it's not a huge casino.
And if a dog fight starts out in the break room,
then I got to send a guy to sort it out.
We're going down here. It started off with some cuteness value.
And now it's just sad.
You know.
It's not.
We tried to give it a lift with the octopus.
Well, the octopus is less realistic than the dog casino. Come on.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, I could conceivably have a casino where on every table there's a bucket full of octopus. That's just there. But I feel like people will just be sitting there playing poker being like, what the fuck? Why is it on the table? What is this?
Yeah,
why does that exist?
And like they jump around as well. Like you they can go on land for a bit as well. You'd have them all like slide along the ground and shit.
Imagine you don't want to be drunk and stand on one and slip. Fall down the stairs.
Imagine like you're like a royal flush and you slam it down on the table and a big octopus thing just slides out and he just moves across, knocks everyone's chips to the ground. Octopus is a bad idea.
Yeah. So I think the whole thing's bad
idea. No, but let me pitch it to you in like a systematic. So we have say 10 tables going at once. Okay? We got like a blackjack table, a couple blackjack tables, a couple poker tables, a couple roulette tables. We got the slot machines, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't involve dogs.
Slots.
Exactly. We got a dog at each table. I got 6 dogs per table. Every half an hour, the dog is changed out. The dog's just there for the cuteness factor. It's just there for the bit of novelty. 10.
You got 60 dogs.
There's a lot of dogs. Your dog food bill is going to destroy your casino profit.
We got a lot of dogs.
There's a vet bills. You ever paid a vet bill? Tell you what, vet bills and dentist bills.
Casinos are good. They make a lot of money.
They do make a lot of money.
You know, I think I'll have enough that I can provide the dogs with like adequate care,
right,
and luxury and love. You know, whilst still maintaining their half hour rosters,
right.
You know, and by the time the last dog's gone, the first dog will be ready to go again. That's like an hour and a half, 2 hours of a break before he comes out for his next shift.
Where are you getting these dogs?
The
pound?
The circus, Dad said. Oh, no, I'll have to sign up with a company that trains dogs for like movies and stuff. I think realistically.
They're just going
to
hear you and be like, nah.
I'm going to say, what do you want these dogs for, sir?
Tyrannicus.
Wouldn't be one of those dodgy dog casinos, would it?
Try it. You guys,
okay,
be the guys. Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'm just looking to purchase some dogs for an endeavor of mine.
Okay. How will the dogs be treated?
Very fairly. Absolutely. They will have a comfortable life for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Except for half an hour every 2 hours where they will need to run a casino.
Get out. Doors over there.
Goodbye.
There's no way to not make that sound.
You can see yourself out, sir.
Like I just got to the end of that and I was like, oh no, I have to reveal everything.
Just said some crazy guy in here.
What a dog's first casino. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know why you're focusing so much on the dog run casino when you've got something that's still not great, but
dog
better.
Gambling casino,
which is more, you know, of a sort of dog playground.
Okay,
but
the dog gambling casino. You know what? Dog. It doesn't have to be like proper gambling. It can just be things dogs are doing
fun for dogs.
Bit of fun and a bit of risk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Fun for dogs, but if the dogs win, their owners can earn a bit of money at the end.
Sure.
Is that what? Is that can be.
In my original plan, the dogs were kind of like just playing dog games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's fine, that the owners can get a little bit of money or a free drink or whatever.
Yeah.
So okay. How about this? Dog starts off with 10 tennis balls, okay? Mm-hmm. One of the games is
balls are like chips?
They're like chips.
Okay.
With one tennis ball, he can give one tennis ball to like whatever, drops it at the person who runs this game's feet. Then he can leap into a ball pit that might have some meat in it. There you go.
Okay.
What's your issue?
How does he know that it might have some meat in it?
Well,
because you know, dogs will go off previous experience.
You just need to show him the meat and
so
throw it in.
So with all of these dog games, the very first game he has to win. And hey, that's gambling. That's gambling and drugs. The first hit's free. You know what I mean? Like, you get into it and you're like, hey, I had a win. So that you hope you have further wins.
I've
got
to put some candy out there and get them in. Yep.
Exactly. So the dog leaps into the ball pit. He comes back with some meat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's like, oh, yum, yum, yum. He goes, looking back, there's no meat. He goes up to the guy running the thing. And the guy's like, tennis ball. Dog has to drop a tennis ball, jumps back in. No meat. Jumps back up. Tennis ball. Get some more meat. There you see. There you go.
So then he's got to gamble whether he's going to get the
meat
or not.
There's still no money involved.
Well, of course there's no money involved. What's a dog need money for?
Well, what's the point of having it if you're not going to make a profit?
No, well, I'm going to make a profit because people pay me to entertain their dogs.
So they go to work.
Are they there?
No, they go to work.
So it's
just a dog sitter or whatever.
Yeah, the dog, it's a dog sitter with a twist.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't your...
No, that's a good idea.
This isn't your, like, your grandpa's dog sitter where he just stays at the back and is like, this is like, you know, it's fun. He plays games. Yeah. His mind is exercised. Mm. You got an old dog? Perfect. Well, maybe some of the games are a bit much for an old dog.
I don't think Philo would cut.
I think our dog would just shake and cry.
So what do you got? You got the ball pit.
I got the ball pit.
You got the run-through thing where they might fall down.
What right? do they fall into?
Into a little pool of water.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to swim out.
Yeah.
And then we'd back never up. Run across that thing again once one dog's done that. Unless it's a...
first one, he wins. That's what you got to remember.
Yeah.
So that one's across, like a corridor. There's a bit of meat at the end. There's a schmacko. So he starts at one end, he runs across, gets the schmacko.
Yeah.
Comes back, and somebody drops another schmacko. He runs across, falls in. And he's like, I see what's going on here. Right. There's another one. The tennis ball one. He drops in a tennis ball, might get two tennis balls.
A dog would just be sitting on the sidelines observing that whole thing, being like, so when this guy ran across... He didn't fall in.
So, yeah, other dogs are watching.
But they're not going to notice
they learn from that dog.
They just be like, there's another dog. There's another dog.
Yeah. I see another dog up there. Yeah. Good.
I see him. I can't see him. Where'd he go?
That's where that dog's in the ball pit.
It's the same thing as, I've got a tennis ball. I'm happy. Yeah. Don't need another one.
I got meat from in there. No, their thoughts will be like, I got meat from in there. Why? And then the guy will be like, give me a tennis ball. Yeah, no, fair enough.
They'd be like, no.
Mine. I guess also, how do you show the dog that the 10 tennis balls are his?
Mm. Yes, that's right. He doesn't know. He's starting with 10. He's got 10 shots.
No.
But he knows every shot's independent for him.
You just can't get that across to a dog. You know, that's just
the number 10.
That's just dogs, guys. That's not my fault. That's just dogs. Nothing I can do about it.
They're innumerate.
They're innumerate. They don't know. They know what 10 is.
Also illiterate.
Yeah, they're not clever guys.
But
what can you do?
But that doesn't destroy your
the principle. No, it doesn't at all. The principle is the dog is having fun.
You actually want to see whether the dogs will take a calculated risk.
Yeah. It's like you want to observe your dogs.
So plus, you know, as a side thing, I can bring some scientists in, some dog behaviorists, and be like, check this out. I've created an elaborate dog playground.
Yeah.
You can learn a bit about dogs.
So I want to know if there's any other things that they're gambling on.
They're probably already watching dogs and casinos. They haven't come to your stupid thing to watch
not
dogs.
I've ever heard of a dog casino. Right?
I'm not talking about the dog casino.
Well, what were you going to say, Dad? Other dog gambling enterprises?
Yeah. What else have you got?
I probably have one where it's just like, hey, it's a bit of a race for the dogs, but it's just a bit of fun. These aren't greyhounds. You know, it's like, oh, whoever dog gets to the end of the thing first gets a bit of meat.
Could you have racing?
Yeah, but I don't want to do dog racing with Piano's dogs. I don't want somebody to be like, I'm just leaving Fido with you. I come back to like, man, he's tired. I'm like, I don't know why, he's just a rambunctious little fella. Like, hey, people can dog race. Some people could gamble on the dogs, but they're not trained for it, okay? So it's like, oh, look, there's a racetrack and the dogs are doing the racetrack. But like, for the most part, they're just having fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you could gamble on it if you wanted. And in fact, if it's still part of my dog casino.
Now, just so it's a roaring success. All
right. Which is not impossible.
In strange twist of events.
Yeah.
Everybody
loves Jackson Bailey's dog casino.
Have you put the cat owner's nose out of joint?
Yeah, well, a cat doesn't know.
What are you doing for the cats?
Cats don't know how to have fun. A cat, that's true. If I'm like, hey, puss, then, here you go, you've got 10... little balls not with bitten. Bells in them.
Not bitten.
They're not bitten. They'll be like, no.
Choose not to bit.
If you did it with cats, you'd just have a bunch of cats just hating life.
Sitting around there, hating life.
And I'd be like, well.
Now I've got a gambling problem on top of all my other shit that's going down.
Fuck.
You'd be checking your savings. You didn't see the cat.
They're already obese sitting on the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I've got a gambling problem. No good.
I like the idea of pitching this business with being like, I'm going to start this business with one question. Can I give a dog a gambling problem? Let's find out. Yeah. No, cat's not going to gamble. That's just not open to cat owners. They can do their own thing. Whatever. So, okay. Let's talk money.
All right.
Let's talk dollars. Let's talk pros and cons first.
Casinos cost a lot.
But what sort of ambiance? What sort of, like, is it nicely fitted
out?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's very well maintained.
Like a posh casino.
Yeah, it's a very posh casino, but quite small in size.
Is it looking at leather seats?
Yeah.
Marble?
Sure.
Chandeliers?
Well, calm down. Like, everything else is quite nice. I don't know, chilling out money for chandeliers when I pay for 60 dogs. But marble and leather,
Okay.
Are you faking marble's everything, like, you know, like, are their water bowls actually like whiskey tumblers?
What do you mean?
What?
Like, I'm not getting the dogs drunk.
No, it's about
for
water.
For the people.
Yeah. Like, why not? All little dogs.
Little dog themed.
Everything's
things.
Done in sort
people
of dog.
People love dogs. And people love seeing dogs do things dogs that people are meant to do.
Why don't you just have the people dress up as dogs?
That's scary. That sounds
that's
like a really
weird.
Scary casino. Somebody coming up to you and being like, arr, and you're like, I don't know. Yes? I'd go. I'd run.
Yeah.
Especially if those are also doing the dog gambling.
That would be. Oh, well.
It's an idea.
Scratch that. Yeah. Casinos cost a lot of money.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
To run and also to build.
It's not a large casino.
Okay, how big is it?
I told you there's 10 games going
so
at once.
So it's like, okay, so it's like a town hall.
Yeah.
Like a town hall.
Roughly town hall size. We're not talking, this ain't the Ritz.
Yeah.
This ain't Crown, okay?
All right, what do you want?
Okay, so.
Hold on. How much does it cost to put your dog into the dog casino?
Well, that's a good question.
I could say it's a daily thing.
You're dropping your dog off before you go to work.
Yep.
It's pretty expensive.
Why?
Well, because it's a lot of dogs and it's a lot of equipment. Like, it's a lot of equipment that I need to have people manning and running, you know, at all times. So I'm going to say it's about $400 a day.
Okay.
To drop your dog off.
So it's for the elite. It's for the corgis.
You gotta be like I said, your Joe Blow's not paying to make his dog.
It's not for your average lab.
You know. No.
You know how precious people are about their dogs?
Oh, I know. But they know what they're getting into.
If the dog comes back and looks a bit nervous, like a sort of lost
the dog's
every...
like, I don't want to go again. I just gambled all day. I'm out of tennis balls. Can you loan some?
Does he get another 10 the next day?
Yeah, he gets another 10 when he's done with that 10. I'm not actually trying to make these dogs gamble. I'm just giving them a bit of fun.
Okay. So
they don't get a bill because the dog's in Hockford.
I don't get like the dog coming up to us and being like, and I drop another 10 and then he wastes them again and I break his kneecap.
Hey, Fido,
like,
can you make good on these markets?
Send your big boxer after him.
Exactly. This isn't. It's a dog casino in name only.
The mafia's not going to come around.
Not like the mafia drops off their dogs and they get a special table. I mean, maybe. Hey, if the mafia comes by and is going to pay me, whatever. That's just looking after their dog. That's fine.
Yeah.
Unless the dog dies and then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. But then you're going to run. Shut the business down. You're out.
That's not my problem.
We'll have hundreds of dogs chasing you down the street.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, town hall for the people, $400 a day to drop off their dogs in the dog casino.
Right.
Okay. More money, obviously. How many dogs at a time? Like 20, 30, something like that?
Okay.
Right. And obviously, if it's a more precious dog, if you're talking like, oh, he is, you know, a rugamum and he's like a big long sausage dog with like bad knees and like a wiggy spine, I'm not going to send him through as well. I'm not going to be like, enjoy the race, rugamum. I'm just going to be like, okay. And that'll cost a bit extra for us to look after because, hey, that's just, you know.
Yep.
It's more work for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the
special needs,
exactly. And the casino run by dogs, you pay no extra for the dogs.
Right.
Okay. That's just a nice little added benefit.
Think, yeah.
So all up, I'm probably looking for somewhere in the range. So I have to train 60 dogs to run a casino. I have to construct a little casino for dogs to play in. I need also the initial startup to buy the property.
Yeah.
The pooper scoopers, a nice comfortable place for the dogs.
Right.
Maybe something like $5 million each.
I will give you $500,000 for
just the dog gambling casino?
Yes, not the dog run. Gambling casino.
Okay, so there's the dog casino where the dogs are gambling, and then there's the dog casino.
And I will give it to you just because it would be a fun thing for the dog.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with the casino, nothing to do with gambling.
Just fun for dogs.
Just a good time for some dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pitching.
Okay. Well, it wasn't. No, you might have changed it slightly
didn't start
to that.
Fun for dogs, did it?
The other one's never been fun for dogs.
There's cruelty to dogs.
It's only cruel for like half-hour intervals. Anyway.
Right.
What about you, Dad?
Well, I think you've argued really well, Jack.
Thank you. Have. I'll give you for
and,
credit.
You know, you are very... You're quite persuasive.
I'm an eloquent man.
And, yeah.
I got
definitely got the gift of the gab. And I think you've had a bit of a sort of rough run of life.
Oh, you...
So I'm going to do something very unconventional and give you 6 mil.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because he's been arguing over there, jumping around in his seat, trying to persuade with every morsel of brain fiber.
You are a bad entrepreneur. You are going to go so bad.
Dad's giving me the money for the pitch. Like, if I was very showy and I came in with... Like, your dad seems like the kind of entrepreneur that if I came in with diagrams and a small-scale model, he'd be like, oh!
And then you'd be like, look, you know, all the others, they all said no. And you'd be like, oh, well, you know what? Because of that, you've had it rough. I'm going to give you 30
million.
You've
got to look after the guy that's trying.
I'm an underdog.
He's a trier.
An underdog.
Underdog.
That's the name of your casino.
Yeah, come to Underdogs.
Underdogs.
Well, you're the underdog and you can become top dog. Mm. No, Underdogs is the name of the dog, is the dog casino. And then top dog is the top name dog. Of the dog yeah, casino okay. casino. Did that get you a little bit more money, right? Because it was a good name.
No.
God damn.
No, he's just fun for dogs. That's, he doesn't care about
that's
names.
Okay. I probably only need what Ryd is giving me for the dog casino. Yeah. And for five
so
mil...
you've got 605...
Yeah, you got six. I gave you an extra one because I know you've been working very hard.
And the last three have been such flops. Like, I'm going to say.
That must have been shattering.
My dream is going to come true because of that 6 million. And I'm going to start the dog casino. And for a rider, I'm going to start the dog casino. Good. I'm going to call that a win.
All right, then.
I wouldn't.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
It's just good business.
What the hell, you shit?
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.